by yourself, righteousness must return. Every man has to correct your fault and don't turn poor. This is your one meditation, right? Get all you stamp and pay a tap. But this is your one meditation, right? Get all you stamp and pay a tap. Love is all I got and I say love is all I bring. Wings are humble and they're the kings of kings. For him to love for all and control everything. From the depths of him.
Yes, yes. Steve, can you hear me? Yes, Steve, can you hear me?
Your very voice is very, very faint.
Okay, what about now?
Bit better.
Much, what about now? This, I got it all the way up to the top.
Okay, yeah, and that's okay.
And I can hear you, we can hear you well here.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this is Steve Mosco, better known as Ja Warrior, and this is a call from London, Steve?
Yeah, that's right, London, England.
Well, do you want to, let me just tone down the music also. Do you want to let the people know who you are and what you're about and how long you've been doing what you've been doing?
Okay, yeah, well, I run a label in London, England called Ja Warrior Records. I've been involved in reggae music, first of all, as a listener for over 25 years, since the mid-1970s, really. And I used to run a sound system of the same name, Ja Warrior Sound System, in London for about 12 years or so. I started the label in 1995, and it started off with mostly UK artists, and it's now progressed to working with a lot of yard artists, a lot of Jamaican artists, and we deal 102% with roots reggae, nothing else. That's what it's all about.
That's what I think it's all about also. That's how I got involved in the music, was listening to the roots and culture aspect of it. And that was approximately the same amount of time, Steve, 25 years ago is when I first heard Bob Marley. You know, I'm an African-American, and somebody, a woman said to me, "You ever heard of Bob Marley?" And who's that? You know, but but once I got into that, I've been on a mission ever since.
Yeah, true. Well, you know, we all come into reggae music from, you know, hearing it somewhere or other along the line, and, you know, if it grows, then it grows in your heart and stays with you.
Now, can I ask you this? Who were your influences in England when you first...
Well, on a musical level, really, it was people like Augustus Pablo, Lee Perry, Yabby U, King Tubby's Scientist, you know, the great mixers, the great engineers, the great producers. Not particularly any vocalists, which is not to say that I don't like vocals, because I do, but it was really, I think, the people who were actually creating a sound, you know, a distinctive sound, rather than actually singing songs, who influenced me. And the big thing which really influenced me to take things further was somebody called Josh Shaka. And for anybody who doesn't know about Josh Shaka, he runs the biggest and the best roots sound system in England, and I would even say in the world. He's been doing it for about 30 years or so.
Wow.
And he's a very influential figure here, not just in England, but I think his message has spread all over the world now. I think he's played in New York, he's been to Japan, he's been all over Europe, to Africa, all over the place, and he is someone who has really carried a message of roots and culture for all this time. He's never wavered from it. He never melted away into ragamuffin, etc., like a lot of other sound systems did in the 1980s when it became fashionable to do that. And he's stuck to his guns, and he's carried his message ever since, and has a very distinctive sound, plays a lot of roots, a lot of dub, etc., and really he has been a great influence on me.
And you know, I can hear it. I can hear it when I listen to your music, your CDs, your productions. I'm hearing a different. I'm hearing England influence. I hear even some Adrian Sherwood, some Mad Professor. I'm hearing all these different things, and it seems like you've listened to all these people, and you've incorporated your own sound.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone has their own sound, really. I mean, a lot of it, of course, is down to the studio you work in. I mean, every studio has its own distinctive sound usually, plus the instruments you use, the technology you use, the musicians who you use. I mean, with Jah Warrior, we nowadays have a mixture of real instruments and computerized stuff as well, because I like to have that balance between the real musicians and the modern sound as well. And you know, it's really down to a combination of all these things, how you get your, how you shape your sound.
Yeah, one other thing I want to say, and something that I've noticed, is that in England, because I've been to England in 1987, what I find is more whites involved into the music, and have much more of a knowledge of the music than Americans do. And so that when you hear the stuff coming out of there, it's like, wow, I have to look and see if I can, you can, almost can't distinguish who is who sometimes, you know. But here, there's a distinct difference. It's like, can you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I do. Okay, yes. I think there's a number of explanations for that. I mean, first of all, one thing you have to realise is that England, or more specifically London, has quite a different atmosphere from the States in terms of its, you know, racial mix, etc., and the way that people actually blend together. I mean, I would go so far as saying that in certain parts of the States, you know, you've probably still got sort of what I term semi-apartheid in terms of blacks and whites, you know, don't really mix together, and if they do mix together, it's very much frowned on, etc.
Indeed.
I mean, I can tell you a story about a very good friend of mine who is mixed race. His father is Jamaican, his mother is Irish, and he told me that when he went to Miami a few years ago, they went into a McDonald's restaurant and the whole place went silent, everybody staring at them, you know, just because they were a mixed family. Well, that kind of thing would never happen in London. I mean, I'm not saying that everything is perfect here, because it's not, but I think generally things are less intense when it comes down to the sort of racial divide here than they are in, than it is in certain areas of the States. So I think that's a factor. And when I first used to go to the sound systems and the dances 20, 25 years ago, it was very much a purely black thing. But now it has opened up a lot of other people are getting into it. And I mean, reggae is an international music anyway, which reaches an international audience. I think it's got a message for everyone.
Yes, indeed.
There's a huge reggae scene in France nowadays. There's another really big one in Italy. And you get people from all over Europe, all over the world, coming to London for a few days to buy music. They go to the dances. They hear sound systems like Jah Shaka and others who we have here, who really have a very diverse audience. And I think, you know, they take something away with them and catch the vibes, and they go back to wherever they come from and start doing their own thing here, over there. And, you know, things are really quite diverse.
See, that's the thing that attracts me, is to see the diversity. When I go to a reggae concert and I see the diversity of people, it makes me feel like, wow, it's a universal message that's happening here.
You know? Yeah, that's absolutely true, yeah.
You know, and like not unlike some of the rock and the country western shows that you go to and you see just strictly all white people.
I'm
you know?
Sure, yeah.
You know, it's like, well, wait a minute now. What's going on?
I mean, I don't listen to country western music, but I kind of get the impression that the message that's being put out by the country western singers is highly different from what's being put out by reggae artists. So, you know, there's your answer to that one.
And that, well, the beautiful thing is that the reggae has part of country western incorporated into it. You know, it's like my friend Larry McDonald, percussionist, has said, you know, listen, we were listening to Hank Snow, we were listening to everything in Jamaica. And so all these influences are incorporated. And then when a yard man goes to England, he's exposed to the different music from there. So I think what happens when a person leaves Jamaica, they become a more rounded person musically.
Yeah.
So,
I think one of the reasons also for the kind of sound we've got in England, again, coming back to sounds like Jah Shaka, etc., I mean, there has been a very strong roots reggae movement here for quite a few years. I mean, even when roots reggae was really down in the doldrums, when hardly anyone in Jamaica was making it in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, when the dancehall thing was really at its height, and before you had the artists like Sizzler and Capleton bringing about a roots revival, etc., people here were very much into it, and you know, we've been into it for a long time, and we've never really given it up. I think it's in our hearts.
Well, I think that you are doing really good work, man, and I just want to hail you up and say that keep doing the works that you're doing, because I still want to keep getting it and playing it and letting the people in my listening audience hear what the artists are saying. Because the conscious aspect is basically that's what I do with my show, man. I say, look, we're gonna do the whole thing. I'll take you back to Naya Bengi, the ska, but you're not gonna hear the slack stuff on this show.
Yeah,
we want to hear how the music came about, but because I see the same thing happening in reggae and dancehall that happened in rap, is that people become sellouts and they just go for the dollar, and they know what sells. Sex and violence and drugs, you know, the whole thing sells. So keep doing that and you're going to make the money, you know. But if you do conscious stuff, like if you're not singing about somebody shooting somebody in the head, people don't want to hear that.
Yeah, well, that's very true. And I mean, unfortunately, nowadays, you know, London is becoming more and more violent, and probably, you know, closer and closer to the States in terms of we have a lot of gun things going on here, a lot of problems with hard drugs, etc., gang-related crimes, etc.
Yeah.
And it's sort of quite a dangerous place to live nowadays. And the kind of message which many of the dancehall artists are preaching, you know, in terms of encouraging people along that kind of path, really isn't saying anything positive at all, and that's putting it mildly. So
I really don't
think that's a path which is going to lead to anything positive at all.
So have you come to the States with any musicians, and have you done that at any time or intend to?
No, I was there in November a few months ago. I came to Portland and Seattle. I did a couple of shows there just on my own, a couple of DJing things.
Ah, okay.
That was promoted by a label called BSI Records in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Who are actually going to be releasing the dub album of my Peter Boggs album later on this year.
Ah, okay.
And that was quite interesting to see. I mean, very different kind of scene and different kind of crowd to what you'd get over here. But yeah, that was interesting. And if anybody is interested in bringing us back again, preferably with some of my MCs and singing artists another time, then, you know, we're open to offers.
This was on my mind. I want to say, when you mentioned Jashaka, I had the privilege of seeing him when he came to SOBs in New York. I used to work for SOBs.
Right.
So it was like 2 years ago, I think. I had the privilege of going to that show and seeing him. And my friend David Corio was there, you know, the photographer.
Uh-huh.
And David took some pictures, and he said to me, he said, Charles, this is not like what it really is. He says, if you saw what the kind of speakers that he would have in England, and they're like in a circle, and he says, it's unbelievable what the sound does to your body.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, again, this is kind of similar to when I play out in clubs, etc. Without the equipment I used to have, it doesn't really have the same kind of dimensions.
Mm-mm.
As it does have on a sound system. And I'm not sure how much people in the States are familiar with the concept of sound systems, because it is really a very Jamaican thing. But really, you know, it's like a huge mobile disco with loads and loads of bass speakers, etc. A lot of emphasis on the bass, and custom-built specialized equipment to make it sound just the way it should sound.
Yeah.
And if you're not really hearing that kind of vibe on a good sound system, then you're not really going to get the full effect, because you need a lot of speakers and that kind of equipment to really push the bass frequency. Is very important when you're listening to dub or that kind of roots music.
You got to hear the right sound in order for it to be what it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, man, I really enjoyed talking to you. And I want to say something else I read about you. You're married to a Nigerian woman?
Ghanaian.
I know she was an African. I didn't remember exactly what country. But yeah, so the polyglot in England is much more, it happens more than, say, this place here.
Well, I would say so, yeah, based on my on my brief visits to the States, yeah, I would say so. It's very common.
And then this one other thing I want to add is that when I went to England in 87, I went to the Third World and Radical Book Fair at Camden Hall, and what I found is that the Asian people there, and what we call Indian people here, but the Asian were much more interacted and talked more, and I see that they do interact with blacks over there more so than in this country.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's funny you should mention that, because there's actually quite a large Asian audience for reggae here, even at some shaka dances in certain parts of London. They've got a big crowd there, and, you know, Sikhs wearing turbans. There's been a couple of Asian sound systems.
Wow.
There's even a Chinese guy who won a Dub Cup competition here last year for our best sound in London. So, like I say, you know, a whole diverse audience for reggae here, and also a diverse selection of people who are making music as well.
Well, that's why I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing here, and maybe one day people will see a better light. The light will shine brighter.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
For the music, and I'm going to say we're going to be leaving, and I want to let the people know this is Steve Mosco, Ja Warrior, calling from England, and you want to say something before we leave, Steve?
Yeah, well, to anyone who enjoys the music, we've got a lot coming at you this year. Pretty soon now, I'm not sure if you've received your promo or not, but we have a new album out very soon. Well, in fact, it's out just now, called Three the Roots Way.
Oh, that's the one I got. Yeah, Nancy Lewis sent me.
Okay, so you know about that one.
Yes.
You'll be playing that. Then we've got another album which will be coming out probably around about April or May. That's Ja Warrior Showcase Volume 2. And that is going to have Alton Ellis, Prince Allah, Anthony Johnson, President
wow.
Brown, Earl 16, Winston McConnell on it.
Wow.
We've got an album with Dillinger, the original Dillinger, that will be out in the summer. An album with Rod Taylor in the autumn. We've got an album which we've just licensed to a new label in Chicago called Victory World. That's like a compilation of lots of different things, including some tracks with Horace Andy. Different mixes of Peter Brooks, Prince Allah, Hugh Brown, etc. That's coming out quite soon in March. So a lot of music to look out for from Ja Warrior this year and
yes.
in years to come.
Well, I'm anticipating it now, man. I can't wait till it comes out, man, because I love it, man. And, you know, I'm going to... And Ja Warrior, Ja Works, a number of the other sound systems, I've been really, in the last few years, I've been really getting into more of the England sounds, you know, and letting my listening audience, because they're really not exposed to that, because the major markets, that's why I love doing radio at a college station. The major markets, you know what they play, man.
And
like if you go to New York, you turn on the radio, you're going to hear some dancehall. Basically, you're not going to hear England sound. How many people even know about Ja Shaka? How many people, you know, it's like, how many people know about me, Mad Professor? He's starting to tour now more, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you got me here, and you got a number of other DJs here that will play the music and appreciate the music. And we got listeners here that appreciate the music. So keep
I'm aware of that.
Keep on pumping it, brother. Keep on pumping it, and we love it. We love those messages. All right, my brother.
All right, enough respect, yeah.
Every time, Ja love, guide, and protect.
All right, Russ Charles, take it easy.
Yes, sir.
Bye bye.
One love.